It's 7:30 on This West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Parkersburg Mayor Robert Newell is trying to crack down on panhandling.
Some of them even drive to the location. I mean, they're not homeless at all. You can fall into their houses. We know where they live. They are doing this purely for alcohol and drugs and everything else, but certainly alcohol, because at the end of the Memorial Bridge, you can watch them any night of the week. When they're done for the day, they walk across to a drugstore that sells alcohol, buy alcohol, and then they walk home.
The story coming up on This West Virginia Morning. Former Massey Energy Chief Executive Officer Don Blankenship is facing criminal charges. According to a release from the United States Attorney's Office, the indictment charges Blankenship with conspiracy to violate mandatory federal mine safety and health standards, conspiracy to impede federal mine safety officials, making false statements to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, and securities fraud. The indictment alleges that Blankenship conspired to ignore federal mine safety and health standards at then-owned Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine in Raleigh County. The indictment accuses Blankenship of conspiring to commit these crimes from January 2008 until 4 days after 29 men died in an explosion. Federal prosecutors accuse Blankenship of keeping federal officials from doing their jobs by providing advance warning when inspectors arrived on site. This would give the company time to fix any dangerous conditions before the inspectors could evaluate them. Prosecutors also say that after the explosion, Blankenship made false and misleading statements in connection with the purchase and sale of Massey Energy stock. Some of the victims' families have been waiting to see if the man that once controlled one of the largest coal producers in the country, Don Blankenship, would be charged in connection with the Upper Big Branch mine disaster. Gary Quarles lost his son, Gary Wayne Quarles, and is one that was surprised but relieved to see Blankenship charged. Quarles spoke with Jessica Lilly about his reaction.
Since Upper Big Branch has happened, we've spoken quite a few times about the accident and the loss of your son. And you've talked several times about wanting to see Don Blankenship arrested. What's your reaction when you got the word today?
I couldn't feel better. I want to see whatever happens to him happens, every bit of it. I want him to go to jail, and I want him to sit there.
Why is this so important to you to have him criminally charged with this?
Well, he was the ringleader of it all. He called all the shots. If you listen and watch over big companies, you hardly ever hear the CEO's name. Don Blankenship's name was known throughout Massey by all the membership, by everybody. Don Blankenship was known. He made himself known, and so since he should be the man in charge. That's what he wanted. So since he's the man in charge, he's the man to blame. Daddy Don is the man. He's a top man. And everybody was afraid of him. What Don said, that's the way it went.
And you knew this also because you also worked for Massey at a time. You were a coal miner for Massey Energy.
I worked 9 years for him. I know all about him.
And this was also something that your son, Gary Wayne Quarles, would tell you as well?
Yes. Yes, he would. He knew more about him, a whole lot more about him than I did, because he went to Kentucky and helped set up a longwall, and he seen more out of him and Chris Atkins than a whole lot of other people did.
So this might be helpful when it comes to empowering the coal miners to think that they might not have to endure intimidation factors, whether it be Don Blankenship or another CEO of a coal company?
Yes, it should, and plus it should make the next one think the next time when he starts to give him orders out that, I could go to jail for a long time for this if we don't do it right. We got to do it right. It's going to make any other top management people do what's right when they think about falsifying records and lying about everything coming and going, that, hey, I might be the next one to have to go to jail. So, you know, we get a bunch of men killed. I'm going to be responsible, you know. We don't want to do that. Just don't do it no more. And anything can happen at any time. But if you do, if you stay on top of things and try to do it right, then, you know, they may not have nothing on you to put you in jail. But when you do it wrong and they find out you've done it wrong, it's a different story.
Does this bring you any kind of closure or peace?
It does. It does some. Let's get it done. And let's see. You know, this, just hearing about this, it helps. Let's get the rest of it done and see what all happens. And, they were saying he could face up to 31 years. And that's 31 men. It's a year for each man. You know, 29 was dead, but there's two more that can't live their life. I'm sure. I don't know neither one of them. They never met them. But I'm sure they live through hell every day. You know. So, actually, it makes 31. So, if he gets 31 years, that's just icing on the cake, you know.
Gary, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Gary Quarles, the father of one of the miners who died at the Upper Big Branch mine, speaking with Jessica Lilly. The city of Parkersburg posted signs around town asking the public not to give to panhandlers. But some people still do. And some panhandlers say the signs aren't just ineffective, they're insulting, even defamatory. Dave Mistich spoke with one panhandler who says he's not a drunk or a drug addict. He says he just needs some help.
On Sundays, you're likely to find Charles Kelly perched on a stool at the intersection in front of the Walmart in South Parkersburg. He's wearing headphones, and there's a sign pinned to a backpack in front of him that reads, "Disabled veteran, please help. God bless you."
The main reason I actually started panhandling 2 years ago was basically this right here. You see what it says there? Disconnect notice.
Kelly is showing me a notice from the electric company. He served in Japan during the Vietnam War. He receives benefits, but still, he says it's not enough.
See, I get $1,055 a month. Out of that comes rent, electric, food. I get $16 in food stamps. How's a person to live on $16 worth of food? That's impossible.
Kelly says he can't work because he injured his hip while he was in the service. Within 20 feet of him is another sign on a metal pole sticking out of the ground, right in that same median where he sits.
Yeah, the sign up in front says, "Do not contribute to the drug or alcohol problems by giving to panhandler." But I have a sign right down here. It says, 100% drug and alcohol free, and I have proof.
Kelly pulls out a laminated piece of paper from his backpack and starts reading from it.
Here is the alcohol testing form, and there are the results. See right here? 0.000 alcohol level.
Where did you get that test taken?
I got it taken at Marietta Memorial Hospital. And then here is the drug test. You see here, drugs of abuse screen, amphetamines negative. MDMA, negative. Barbiturates, negative.
Kelly took a drug test after he became part of a lawsuit against a Parkersburg panhandling ordinance. Until recently, the city prohibited panhandling in some areas, and Kelly got a ticket for $137. The ACLU took up his case. Here's Jennifer Meinig, the organization's executive director.
The city had an ordinance which required individuals to get a permit. The city only gave those permits to organizations and not individuals who were panhandling on behalf of themselves, even if they saw one. And individuals were essentially just being prosecuted for their First Amendment right to free speech, asking for money in public areas.
In early October, the city posted signs asking the public not to give to panhandlers and then repealed the ordinance. Just 2 weeks later, the city passed a different ordinance, one outlawing what they deem aggressive solicitations. Mayor Robert Newell says it's a matter of public safety.
You know, these people up here are so stupid that when light's green, they will stop and dig through the purse, backing up traffic to the Memorial Bridge to give them a buck, to give some guy who's whacked out, half laying in the grass, a dollar. So we thought, well, maybe we can educate the public with these signs. Because they people really do believe that they're helping, and they're not.
Mayor Newell says there's better ways of helping the poor. He also says the problem panhandlers are not homeless people.
Some of them even drive to the location. I mean, they're not homeless at all. You can fall into their houses. We know where they live. They are doing this purely for alcohol and drugs and everything else, but certainly alcohol, because at the end of the Memorial Bridge, you can watch them any night of the week. When they're done for the day, they walk across to a drugstore that sells alcohol, buy alcohol, and they walk home. And that's common.
But the ACLU says not all panhandlers are addicts, and it's defamatory to claim they are. Charles Kelly says it's certainly not true in his case, and he says he's not an aggressive panhandler. While Kelly and I talked, he spent about 25 minutes perched on his stool. He didn't approach anyone or knock on windows of cars. Cars stop at the stoplight, and many people glare over at him. But a few passersby hand Kelly some sort of groceries, like a bag of pepperoni rolls from the Walmart deli. James Workman of nearby Rockport rolls down his window and hands Kelly a few dollar bills.
Thank you. Have
hey,
a good
man,
day.
Will you talk to me really quickly? I'm a reporter with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. What's your name?
James Workman.
James Workman, are you from Parkersburg here?
Rockport.
Rockport. You just gave this man how much money?
I don't know, a couple bucks.
And right here's a sign, you know. What do you think about the signs?
I don't like them. I mean, some people need to help, some people don't. You know, sure, some people might take advantage of it, but if they need to help, they need to help.
Yeah. And you think it's
Kelly believes he has a right to do what he's doing.
It's just like, you look here, Burger King sign up there. That's basically advertising, just like my sign. Walmart, Bob Evans, Lowe's, all advertising. I'm advertising. I'm advertising my situation. They're advertising their businesses. Basically, that's all it is. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Kelly says the sign he's sitting under hasn't reduced the amount of money he gets from passersby. The ACLU hasn't made a decision yet about whether or not to challenge the signs in court. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Parkersburg.
This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:42. Mostly cloudy skies today with scattered light snow possible. Temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Partly cloudy overnight with lows in the teens and 20s. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Highs remaining in the 20s and 30s. Cloudy skies on Sunday with a chance of rain and snow. Daytime highs in the 30s and 40s.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by the Clay Center in Charleston, presenting an evening of live stand-up from Bill Maher on Sunday, November 16th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets and information at theclaycenter.org.
Shovels and Rope is a husband and wife duo whose song lyrics can be uncharacteristically dark. Here they are with Evil on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Standing in line at the equestrian mall, looks like it's about to rain. I got two small kids and I'm late on the way. Why stay 2 weeks to the day? Dead 2 weeks to the 2 weeks to the day. The sun came out, but it was cold as hell. My fingers were as dumb as my mind when my quarter horse raised. From behind. But every now and then I get evil. I'm ashamed in the shadow of the steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole.
my keys without a means to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk. No, the victim of the monkey's profile. Waiting on the other shoe. Got a head full of auburn curls. I seen her standing in the mud with a baseball glove, spitting at the other girls. Spitting at the other girls. Every now and then I get evil. I'm ashamed in the shadow of the steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole. I hit my kids, but I don't mean to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk. Not the victim of the mortgage bubble pop. Waiting on the other side. From across the street, had some calls last night, some didn't look right. Grab your things, you better come with me. Conversations in a room with a neon light. She said, don't you pay us no mind. All we ever shared was loneliness. He and I was two of a kind. He and I was two of a kind.
Shovels and Rope with Evil. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 here on West Virginia Public Radio on Mountain Stage. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. We always welcome your comments. You can send them to feedback@wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Bohr, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, and Liz McCormick. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.